I'm Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane. Each week on this broadcast, I uncover little-known facts and forgotten memories from the hilltop. This week's program remembers Bradford's merry widow and belly dancer, Tula Hanley. If you were around the hilltop and old enough to remember the late 1960s and early 1970s, the name Tula Hanley evokes the image of a one-of-a-kind character in a comic opera. According to the Buffalo News, Hanley was an outspoken, Hungarian-born exotic dancer who touted herself as one of the 10 best undressed women in the world. In 1948, when she married Bradford oil, gas, and brick tycoon Ed Hanley, 30 years her senior, she settled down in his hometown, scandalizing residents for more than four decades. According to the Buffalo News, Tula never shared her age because, as she said, a woman who will tell you her age will tell you anything. Ed Hanley brought her to Bradford, and Bradford would never be the same. Bradfordians didn't know what to make of her barely there, see-through outfits, turbans, and leopard skin leotards. Ed Hanley was an avowed art lover who helped hone Tula's tastes and interest, and together with his eccentric wife amassed a sizable collection of paintings by Cézanne, Gauguin, Matisse, Manet, Renoir, and Chagall. But I was Ed Hanley's most treasured acquisition, Tula always maintained. In 1968, thieves broke into the Hanley home on Kennedy Street in Bradford and stole paintings valued at $1.5 million, including works of Cézanne, Goya, Degas, Picasso, and Rodin. The burglary made national and international news. The paintings were fortunately recovered 9 days later from a tin gas lease shed 6 miles east of Kane on Route 6. According to reports in the Kane Republican, the stolen art was recovered at least in part thanks to a tip from Peter Adigan, Kane's local eccentric, whose colorful, if checkered, reputation became almost equal to that of Tula Hanley's. A self-reported FBI informant, horse farmer, antique dealer, and perpetual candidate for district magistrate, county commissioner, and lieutenant governor, Adigan was indicted in 1972 for a series of home break-ins in McKean, Potter, and Warren counties. When he needed bail money while up on charges stemming from a 1971 burglary into the home of Judge William Potter of Smethport, his old friend Tula Hanley put up the $15,000 he needed to spring him loose. "I was happy to do it for him, and I owed him a favor," she said. Adigan was ultimately cleared of all charges regarding the break-ins. After Ed Hanley died in 1969, Tula distributed the entire collection of art and rare books to museums and universities throughout the country. Describing herself as a slightly used, very selective freelance widow, according to the Kane Republican, she gave nearly $3 million worth of paintings to the DeYoung Museum of Art in San Francisco. To mark the occasion, she shocked the trustees when she sported a see-through costume while arranging a show of nude art students covered in body paint, belly dancers, fire eaters, and rock bands. The Buffalo News reported that the Hanleys were very generous to the Bradford community as well. In 1989, Tula donated $1.3 million to Pitt Bradford to purchase books and artwork for its new Hanley Library. Despite her many travels, she vowed to keep her home in Bradford. "I'm the only color they've got," she said. According to the Bradford Era, Tula tried to work with local organizations in the city to establish the Creative Youth Club in the Old City Hall in 1973. This club would be a place for area youth to express themselves creatively. When the city turned down her youth project, she bought the former furniture store on Main Street and started a youth center of her own, with an art gallery on the second floor. According to the Buffalo News, after she performed a dance to inspire youth to take pride in their bodies, Bradford authorities declared her center a den of iniquity and took her to court to close it down. Tula Hanley died in Bradford in 1992. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please send your story ideas and suggestions to citizenkanepa@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.